Democratic senators refuse to ban de facto infanticide. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act was just defeated because we don't have enough U.S. senators who oppose infanticide. The vote was 53 in favor of the bill and 44 opposed, including 2020 presidential hopefuls Booker, Gillibrand, Harris, Klobuchar, Sanders, and Warren, falling 6 votes short of the 60 needed to pass. This exposes the repugnant and pernicious moral degeneracy of many in our ruling class. What a moral Gordian knot the passage of this bill would have tied around all the Gosnells who commit abortions. If passed, they would have been required by law to provide medical treatment to the tiny, weak humans they moments before had tried to kill. Can't have that. So a bunch of Gosnell acolytes in the U.S. Senate cut that Gordian knot as easily as Gosnell cut spinal cords. They voted no to helping babies born alive. Appearing on Fox News, the bill's sponsor, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, poignantly lamented the actions of his colleagues, and I quote, "This is about the most simple thing you can say, which is that a baby is a baby, and they have dignity and worth. And it's not because they're powerful, it's because they're babies. Today is a sad day in the United States Senate," end quote. According to the New York Times, professor of obstetrics and gynecology and abortionist Dr. Daniel Grossman, who opposed the bill, argues that it, quote, "hardly ever happens," end quote, that a baby is born alive after a failed attempt at killing it. Does the rarity of such occurrences justify them? Whatever happened to the oft-cited principle, if just one life can be saved? Now that Congress has failed to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, can there be any doubt that the real goal of baby butchery choice advocates is not pregnancy termination, but dead babies?